This podcast is brought to you by Animega Expo. Visit animega.com.au to find out more about the event this year on September 16 and 17. Asian Pop Radio is official radio partner to Animega 2017. Come and visit our stall on the day. That's made possible by Ibis Melbourne Swanston Street, who currently have a great offer available to students wanting to attend Animega. Head to facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio and book today. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Jay John here, and we're very excited to be having a chat to artistic director of Chef Come Dine With Us. It's Angela Kwon. How are you going?
Hi, I'm very happy to be in Brisbane now.
Yeah, it sounds like you are. You've got some nice weather on your plate.
yeah, it's going to be sunny all through this week, so I'm thrilled
to
be here.
What a great time to be in Brisbane. I think everyone across the country and overseas should jump up to Brisbane for the Brisbane Festival because there's a lot on offer. I'm very impressed that you've just got off the plane and you're doing an interview as well. So I'm usually out of action for a whole day when I get off the plane.
Oh, well, I'm still in my jet lag. I was in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in UK. So
wow.
I just arrived in Seoul, Korea, 3 days ago. So I'm in my jet lag.
Oh my gosh. You're working very hard.
I know.
Firstly, I think it'd be good if you could tell our listeners a little bit about your own background in the arts industry so we can get a bit of a clearer picture of who you are and what you do.
Okay. So I direct the shows. Next year will be my 20th year.
Wow.
Working in the performing arts field. And it started with the, you know, Edinburgh Fringe Festival. The first show that attended Fringe was called Not Chef. Cooking, similar, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was a cooking. Back in Korea, we call it nanta, which we do with the four crazy chefs, you know, mess around in the kitchen. A very fun show.
Wow.
That was Korea's first show being out in the world, outside of our country.
So the first international show.
Yes, yes. Fantastic. That was back in 1999.
That's amazing. So, wow, what a history you have.
So since then, like, we tried to promote Korean shows overseas. That's our core. Not many Korean shows are known in the world.
Mm.
We try very hard. So we set up the Korean season, which is a kind of a platform in Edinburgh Fringe Festival. We select the best shows from Korea and present it there.
That's amazing. Every year. What are some of the most noteworthy productions from Korea that have had success overseas?
Well, you might have seen Jump before. Yeah, back in like 2005, 2006, they start a tour back then, and I think they're on the road still.
Okay. And is that because, you know, there wasn't a desire for that period of time to try and break overseas and bring that art to international audiences, and they were just quite content with performing for Koreans?
Oh, well, lots of you need to understand the Korean cultural field before I, you know, talk about this. actually, we have the cultural district with lots of theaters, maybe 150 theaters in one district.
Wow.
In Seoul. It's called the Daehangno. It's not that big, maybe like between 100 seat to up to 500, but all the plays, musicals on stage every day for 365 days.
Mm.
So we have that background, but not many shows been out, even if we have such a wonderful productions. So
yeah.
Since 1999, that was the start. And then lots of shows trying. As you know, Korea is like a very small country. You have 53 times bigger land than
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, not just the contemporary art, but the kind of, I don't want to put this way, but commercial shows, entertaining shows, they try to reach out to the world.
Right. Amazing. Well, this show in particular, Chef Come Dine With Us, is certainly different to anything we've seen before. What made you choose to combine hip-hop and breakdancing and beatboxing with a tale of Korean food?
Whoa, okay. Yeah, it started in 2009, actually. It first, we directed the show, and now we have a different version, but with the same theme. The breakdance, hip-hop, b-boying, beatboxing, everything was so hot in Korea around 2007, 2008, 2009, and still it's an ongoing thing. And we have so much talented actor and actresses who can, you know, move the crazy move, which I can do. And we thought, oh, why don't we, you know, combine everything like a bibimbap, which is a Korean dish. Have you had a bibimbap before?
I definitely have. And it's usually the one thing I do eat when I go for Korean, because I'm one of these crazy vegetarian people. So my friends don't like to take me to Korean restaurants, I can tell you that.
Okay, so bibimbap, it's literally mixing everything up.
Yeah,
with the rice and lots of different color of vegetables. And if you're a vegetarian, you can just get rid of meat.
That's it.
Add meat or add eggs. So it's so mixed up. And like a Korean signature food, why don't we mix up all the culture we have in Korea?
That was right. That makes sense.
Yeah, so the show came out.
Fantastic. If you were to describe this show in one word, what word would you choose?
Whoa, that's hard. I should have prepared for that.
Probably okay. Bibimbap.
Yeah, that's it. And I could put it this way. A perfect satisfaction for all theater-loving foodies. That's our kind of the sentence that we use.
Yeah. Food is such an amazing part of the Korean culture, so it really does make sense for it to be, you know, so heavily featured in a theater production like this, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the first show, Cooking, was a, you know, amazing hit in the world. They toured 53 countries. You know, it starts with the kitchen. Everything starts with the kitchen. So, chef.
So you've mentioned when the project started, but you know, how long does it take for you to prepare for, like, I'm assuming the cast has changed quite a few times over the years. How long does it take for each, you know, lineup to prepare and work on the project to get it ready for the stage?
Oh, well, actually we have our open running the theater in Seoul. So we have five different teams, which have different colors with different actors. So when we produced the show first, it took 6 months to put it together. But after that, we've been upgrading the show since 2009, so never stopped.
That's amazing. So you were saying that you were previously in Edinburgh. How many other cities have you taken the production to? How many have you been to now?
Well, with the show Chef, it's been, let me count. It was Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia, China, Hong Kong, New Zealand. It's just, you know, just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
And Edinburgh, UK, and Spain. So I guess it's more than 15 countries so far.
Okay. And how do the audience, like, receive it? Like, do you find that the audience reacts to different things in different ways from country to country?
When I mentioned upgrading the show, we invited the show doctors. We call show doctors. It's a weird word, isn't it? Show doctors from Spain to make the humor for the global audience. So the reaction in everywhere is quite similar.
Right.
We don't only have a Korean humor.
Yeah, because the humor does. Humor is one thing that is very different from place to place, isn't it? So you can't really necessarily translate the story the same way.
Right, and it's non-bubble. We don't use many words. There's a main chef, they compete. So red chef, green chef, they talk to audience, but, you know, it's just some word or simple sentence.
Yeah.
So we can put this show in a non-bubble genre. But the body language, it works everywhere. So
yeah, and I think these days, with thanks to K-pop and K-dramas, so many people in Australia have at least a limited understanding of the Korean language these days. So you can follow along a bit with the words that are being used in the play anyway, right?
Right. I'm so happy for, you know, I have to thanks to K-pop. wherever we go, people know our idols, and they really, you know, vowing for our culture, and that makes us so proud of our culture.
The Korean government get behind, you know, Korean pop music quite a lot, and they've done a brilliant job of that. Does the government in Korea get behind other forms of art as much as the pop scene, do you think?
Well, actually, that's the thing. The government didn't help for the K-pop to go out at the beginning.
Yep.
It was the individual company, the management company. They reached out to the world first, and they made this thing happen. And the government followed. They're quite late.
But governments usually are quite like, late.
So not like a K-pop. As it, we call this, you know, theater business is poor, and but we have to keep our theater cultures as well. So yeah, Arts Council tried to help lots of productions to create new work, or you know, interactive with other productions in the world. That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, the show's running from September 9 to 16, and it's very high energy by the look of it. That must be exhausting for the cast members. How do the cast prepare for a show like this? Do they have to get, you know, a good night's sleep, eat the right food?
Well, they're very energetic cast, so they will enjoy Brisbane, I think, and they will have a good show with the energy that they get from the city. So they, I'm sure they will eat properly, and they will go out and have fun for sure. And then with the energy, they will have a good show.
We know Koreans love their food. Is there a particular thing that you think that the team are wanting to eat when they're here in Brisbane? Like, what's everyone craving? Because usually when we speak to people from Korea that are coming here for shows and concerts, they usually say they're looking forward to a big piece of steak.
Oh, okay. Well, let me talk to the cast and the staff. Yeah, one definitely mentioned about the steak for tonight, for dinner. So, yeah, that's their goal. And some people want to go to Gold Coast, Zappa's Paradise, the famous beach.
Right, side. Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't miss it.
Well, I think it's going to be an amazing show, and everyone needs to go along and see it. And look, I just think it's great because food just brings us all together, doesn't it? And it's a great way to, you know, get different cultures together. And this show just does that. So thank you for bringing the show to Brisbane. Finally, I guess I would say, like, if people are undecided about if they should go along to this show or not, what would you say to them to encourage them to book their ticket?
Oh, okay. It's The Chef. It's the ultimate cooking show combined with beatboxing, b-boying, a cappella, and more, which you shouldn't miss it. You know, you will have a fun show, fun night, and then you will be smiling for a whole week.
Excellent.
So please come.
Well said. So, Chef, come dine with us on the 9th to the 16th of September at the Brisbane Powerhouse Theatre. I was there like 2 weeks ago. It's a beautiful venue. Oh, what a nice venue.
You have to come again.
I know. I need to earn more money so I can go on more flights. It's so far away from Melbourne. It's not quick.
Okay. It's just such a big end.
Well, Angela, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, and best of luck with the event.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting us here, the beautiful weather and beautiful country.
And just in case you don't see it in the description or on their website, tickets for adults are $38, concession $32, children $19, a group of six plus just $32 each. So lots of incentives to get along to visit the show. It's going to be great. Chef, come dine with us at Brisbane Powerhouse. Find out more at AsianPopRadio.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Animega Expo. Visit animega.com.au to find out more about the event this year on September 16 and 17. Asian Pop Radio is official radio partner to Animega 2017. Come and visit our stall on the day. That's made possible by Ibis Melbourne Swanston Street, who currently have a great offer available to students wanting to attend Animega. Head to facebook.com/AsianPopRadio and book today.